Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, founder of Women in Payments, a global network that connects, inspires, and champions women across the global payments industry. Welcome to the My Career in Six podcast, where each week we sit down with an inspiring woman leader from around the world of payments and listen as she shares unique career insights in just 6 minutes. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsors for their continued support. With your help, we can go further, faster.
Hello, I'm Gabby Ackerman, Business Development Director at Women in Payments, and I'm delighted today to be chatting to Sandra Ishak. Sandra is the Director of Channel Marketing at Ingenico, and she's based in Atlanta. Welcome, Sandra.
So thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Perhaps you could start with a couple of words of introduction.
Sure. I'm Sandra Ishak, as you mentioned. I'm the Director of Channel Marketing at Ingenico. So I manage the marketing strategy for our products and services, and I support our premier partners in their marketing efforts through the variety of marketing channels.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sandra. For those in our audience who may be new to My Career in Six, we start with some rapid-fire questions, just looking for one-word answers, followed by more detailed questions. Are you ready, Sandra? Let's go. Who or what inspires you?
My mom.
Do you attribute your success to luck or hard work?
I wouldn't say luck. I would say I'm blessed and definitely hard work.
What drives you?
Challenging the status quo.
Your favorite quote or motto you live by?
Trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not on your own understanding.
When applying for a new opportunity, what percentage of required attributes do you feel you need to have in order to be confident in your application?
So I used to think about 75%, but now I feel that's probably a little high.
The coolest payments company today?
Ingenico, of course.
Of course. Thank you, Sandra. Now that we know a bit more about you, let's move to the more in-depth questions about your journey. What has been your biggest challenge as you climbed the ladder in the payments industry?
I would say taking the time to craft a personal brand, positioning myself as a subject matter expert, and definitely forging those valuable connections, both internally and externally.
What do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment in your career?
I don't know. I struggled with that one a little bit because it's hard to kind of like pinpoint one thing that is like the biggest accomplishment. But I would say, some of the things that have always served me well are being flexible, adaptable, willing to take on new challenges, and learning from everyone, around me, no matter where they are in their career.
If there's one thing you could have done differently, what would that have been?
I would say that early in my career, I was very focused on just doing my job and, doing 110% and being the best that I can in the job that I'm doing. And I didn't really focus on building, relationships and building, a lot of connections and things like that. And what I've discovered is that people are always willing, to help and assist. You just have to ask.
How important have your networks and connections been in assisting your career in the payments landscape?
I would say that networks and connections have been instrumental in guiding me in the right path. Personally, they have presented me with opportunities that I might not have otherwise known about. So these networks have played like a vital role in career advancements and personal growth as well.
As a senior female leader, how have you helped shape the culture of your current business?
So I really strive to be a role model in my organizations, pursuing new challenges and not waiting for opportunities to come to me. I'm also a very strong advocate in participating, in a variety of groups such as, Women in Payment, because I truly believe that, as a community, we can all grow and learn from each other. And it also provides a support system, just knowing that somebody else is going through the same thing or had a similar journey can help you, you know, along the way and can really make you confident in the things that you are achieving every day.
What advice would you give to aspiring women professionals in this industry?
I would say don't settle, challenge yourself. Don't get too comfortable in one position. There's always new opportunities and, you know, room for improvement. There's always something new to learn.
On that very inspiring note, thank you very much, Sandra, for sharing your career journey with us. Thank you all for listening. And I encourage you to join us online for many more other episodes of My Career in 6, where we chat with inspirational leaders from around the world of payments.
Thank you.
My Career in 6 is produced by Women in Payments. You can learn more about us at womeninpayments.org. You can also sign up to become a member and gain access to our global membership portal, where you'll find the latest industry trends, exciting career opportunities, and so much more, all created by women for women. All of our episodes can be found on many good podcast streaming platforms. And if you really enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to rate and subscribe. It really helps us to get found by others. Thanks for listening.